This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And before we move on to today on Twitter, just to look back at messages that we've been getting for Pope Pope Parliament, where among other things, we discussed the quota on medical graduates as well as underage marriages. And we have some messages on both, but do continue to send your thoughts in. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now the messages.
So we have an anonymous listener who is saying, regarding the issue of lifting the moratorium for medical students, it's like trying to add water to an already leaking tank. There are so many good talents and doctors that are poached by foreign countries to work with them. Some of them are even JPA scholars from Malaysia. They're overseas with no consequence. Malaysia is training new talents for other countries. It's a waste. We should instead address the issue of why Malaysian doctors have decided to leave the workforce in their home country instead of making more doctors.
So I think that's an interesting and I think quite a complex question as well, because when we look at the issue of the contract doctors, really, a lot of it comes down to job security and opportunity or progression. And when you don't offer a clear path towards either of those, I think the push to stay, the push to continue contributing locally becomes, I mean, there doesn't seem to be much of a reason to do that.
It's everything. Adding water to an already leaking tank, chicken and egg. Because I'm just thinking about that final sentence, right? Addressing the issue of why Malaysian doctors decided to leave rather than making more doctors. And the thing is about doctors in the workforce is that we can't run out, especially for specializations. I mean, in general, at every level, your primary care physicians and later on your specialists, everybody in the chain is really important. And so if we are losing a lot of people externally, if we are seeing a surplus, you know, there are all these issues here. But at the same time, what happens if we put all our energies towards trying to retain or persuade people to come back without necessarily thinking about the next generation of people who want to become doctors, who want to serve the country in this way? It's a problem. I don't know if saying quotas or putting piecemeal solutions in place is really going to do anything to address this.
On the issue of underage marriage, Cheryl says, all states in Malaysia should revoke the law that allows underage marriage. Why is it still not done until now? In most cases of underage marriage, it's related to poverty and education. For underage marriage to still be happening here in Malaysia, it proves that some Malaysians are still not having access to adequate education and still living in poverty. These should be addressed.
Yeah, this is exactly what we were getting at earlier in terms of that inter-ministry cooperation that needs to happen. Also, a rising tide lifts all boats. So I think when considering how to address the issue of child marriage, underage marriage, the thing is that solving this will also, I think, help to solve a number of other issues, such as poverty, access to education, and so on. So it's mutually beneficial. Again, I'm not sure why it's not happening yet.
Keep those thoughts coming. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, moving on to today on Twitter. Tomorrow's a surprise public holiday in Kuala Lumpur, Labuan and Putrajaya, but not everyone's happy about it. So we're discussing this and let us know, how are you feeling?
Discombobulated is the answer, most likely. At least it is for me, because this was something that was announced last night by Federal Territories Minister Dato' Sri Shahidan Kassim, that an additional public holiday would be in place for the Federal Territories, KL Putrajaya Labuan, that will be in place tomorrow in conjunction with the KL football team's victory against Johor in the Malaysia Cup. And this, of course, being announced at such short notice, prompted a lot of different responses. I mean, I think that if I was still in school, I would have rejoiced. The idea of having a free Friday is great. But for most of us who work and who arrange meetings, who had things lined up, it has been a little bit difficult. And that is something that we're seeing being addressed under in a few different forms. So, for example, Bangi MP Ong Kian Ming said the declaration of the holiday is economically disruptive and irresponsible. We also see Dr. Adiba Kamrul Zaman, the Dean of the Medical Faculty and in University Malaya, tweeting that this sudden announcement of a public holiday will disrupt the schedule of medical personnel. The other thing, of course, is not everyone gets it because it is that kind of holiday.
Yes. So, for instance, today in Parliament, Human Resources Minister M. Saravanan said that the public holiday is not a paid holiday that's covered by the Employment Act because it's not an officially gazetted one. However, he does hope that employers will still grant their workers a paid day off.
Sure.
So, you know, it's not even actually clear how many people are getting the day off. And certainly, as you said, Lynn, I know that we, for instance, spent much of yesterday first wondering, do we get the day off? And then putting in place all of the things that we had planned for Friday, now having to move to next week or reschedule. And I must say that your remark about this being very different if you're in school really made me feel like I've aged. When did I cross the point where a free public holiday didn't just make me feel excited?
When you had mixed feelings. Exactly at the point yesterday when you first saw the tweet and thought to yourself, oh, that moment is how you know you've gotten, in working terms, old. You are an old working term person, you know, because I do think in school it would have been completely uncomplicated. I would have been delighted. Now I have a long weekend. But instead, for many of us, and for those of us who are working from home or for whom companies have tried to make these sorts of adjustments, like with us, where we are working on a rotation as is, just figuring these things out has been incredibly tricky. And we're seeing that play out en masse, I think, across Kuala Lumpur, with companies having to make decisions about whether they're going to give the holiday or not. If they do, what's going to happen? And if they don't, what level of resentment are people going to have towards them? You know, it's just something that I don't think was well thought out. And that is what we're seeing in the tweets. So there are good and bad.
We have, for instance, Ayman on Twitter saying, hunting for a KL City FC jersey because they gave me a public holiday. Ha ha ha. Oh, I think for what it's worth, if it's getting more fans to the team, why not? We have Alia saying, thank you, KL City FC, because you won. We got free holiday this Friday. I don't even watch football. Ha ha.
Well, that idea of a KL City FC jersey is interesting because we also have some negative reactions. So, for example, New Babu Times says, Lembu punya susu sapi dapat nama, KL punya piala, Labuan dapat cuti. which is a good point, right? It is, in theory, a KL victory. We also have Edward Kuruvilla tweeting, level of adulting, when a public holiday announcement causes you more anxiety than happiness. And that's exactly where we're living. This is exactly what we're saying. But I think the larger dialogue around it, not to be all BFM and boring about it, but the larger dialogue around it has also been how considerate the government is, I think. Because this is definitely one of those things where when it was given, it was intended as a gift, right? It's intended as a, hey, y'all rejoice. Look, we have an extra day off. And instead, it's been received with mixed feelings at best.
I'm hearing a lot of people point out the fact that given the year we've had, given that a lot of people have just started being able to go back to the office or figure out and have meetings and things like that, people who now have to figure out what to do with their children because suddenly their children are going to need an extra day of care. And just, I think, this not being something that you should announce on such short notice. Again, I think it is sort of one of those mixed feelings thing. I'm sure everyone appreciates a day off, but whether you're truly getting a day off or whether you're just adding extra work to another day remains to be seen. All of which to say, we'd like to hear from you. How are you feeling about this surprise public holiday that KL, Labuan and Putrajaya is getting tomorrow? Are you actually getting a day off? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages, so keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and we've been discussing, the public holiday that KL, Putrajaya and Labuan get tomorrow. And whether people are excited or not, it largely seems like no, but we'd like to hear from you. How are you feeling about the public holiday? Are you actually getting a day off? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have plenty of thoughts.
Yes, we do. I mean, and not just us, others too, because there are so many messages that have come in. Let's see. Fyro simply says, cries in Selangor. I'm sorry. I think that if there's one thing that the movement control orders have taught us, it is that the boundaries between KL and Selangor are porous and difficult to understand. And when it comes to public holidays, you really feel it. In that same vein, Anne says, any elites or professionals out there in Selangor that are going to win something so Selangor can declare a deserving state holiday?
I think that's always something to aspire to, isn't it? If nothing else. We have some pointing out, I think, some more serious concerns. Owen, for instance, says, a holiday is completely irresponsible in today's COVID economic climate. Rubbish.
Yeah, so I'm of two minds about this. I think that the economic climate part is absolutely true. I do, however, think that the other part of it is that many people are tired. And it's December. And so for some, it's such a hard one, because maybe if it was announced with more advance notice, we wouldn't be feeling this way. I think it's the manner and the scheduling of with which the announcement was made, because otherwise, I told you that you could get an extra holiday in the month of December after what has been for many people a very tiring and difficult year, I think it would have been broadly well accepted.
Well, we have, Lepanda with quite a good suggestion, I think. They say it should be gazetted that once a year, whichever state wins the cup would get a holiday. That would foster more interest in local football because non-fans would have a good excuse to support their state's team. I have to say, this intense conflating of football fandom and public holidays is proving to be quite an interesting one.
It is, and that's definitely one way to go about it. Although I can't help but feel a little bit like this is the equivalent of giving summons discounts in order to encourage people to pay. Like, I get it. I think that it's one way to go about it. But do we really want to always just lure people with public holidays? Like, is that what Malaysia has come to? This is all we have to give out. Meanwhile, Stephen says, I'm a Johorian working in KL. I'm kind of sad that Johor lost the match, but I'm now happy because I get an extra holiday. I feel like a traitor. Ha ha ha.
Well, you know, if you live in KL, I think you've earned a holiday. That's all I'm going to say. But then I'm a KLite. What do I know? We have TIDJ saying, I don't think the public holiday is as big an issue. I'll still be working tomorrow, but the company is treating it as a day in lieu because of how abruptly the announcement was made. My old company would have done the same, or they would have triple paid us.
That's nice. That's not an assurance that every company has, you know. I know lots of people actually who are just not getting it, who are not getting it in any way or form. No holiday, no day in lieu, no extra pay, no nothing. And I think that that, again, comes down to the abruptness of the announcement and the fact that it's hard. It's hard for companies to have to adjust sometimes.
Rebecca, meanwhile, says, it's annoying, especially when I have errands to run at places that close on public holidays. Now I have to go to PJ, crying, laughing emoji.
I'm curious to see what traffic patterns are like tomorrow.
Oh, me
I'd like
too.
To know.
And yeah. I want to make plans, but I'm also hesitant because I cannot quite figure out where it's going to be crowded.
It's hard, right? Especially because it's December and Christmas and whatnot. I don't know.
So we do have on the line Victor. Good evening, Victor. What are your thoughts?
Good evening. Yesterday, after hearing these news, I tried to search for a quotation that best express what I feel, and I found this. Of course, this is trivial, but then again, most things are. So, actually, perhaps we shouldn't complain that we have yet to win this gold medal in the Olympics. Otherwise, maybe for once every 4 years, the whole of August is going to be holiday.
We could be like Europe, taking the summer off.
Victor, thanks for calling. Do keep those thoughts coming. What do you think about this? Well, do you are you getting the day off? Are you excited tomorrow? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Just circling back to Pope Pope Parliament earlier, when we were discussing the issue of contract doctors and largely the issue of moratoriums when it came to the medical field, we do have some thoughts. Let's see, we have Kelvin saying, doctors spend $500,000 to get their degree, but their pay won't be able to return on investment in 5 years.
And that's the thing, isn't it? That's actually something that's said very often about doctors as a whole, and also about other degrees that are expensive and long. I'm thinking here of architecture and the like, where it takes a while to see a return on investment. I think the issue for me is not even so much the span of time, whether it's a five-year thing or whatever else. It's, do I have the security to know that I'm going to be able to build towards that? I think that is the thing for the contract doctors.
Nizam just says, it's not just doctors, it's everyone. And I do think that need for security, the need for progression, is something that everyone would like when you talk about your career. And I think it's not also, it's worth pointing out that the other discussion that came up in Parliament today was P-hailing, and in terms of protection and I think really employment opportunities for people from that field. And I think doctors are in the spotlight now, but this is a worthy conversation to have about all of our, about the way we treat people in the industry, in the industries in Malaysia anyway.
About their progression.
Yes.
About their ability to progress, especially when they're performing functions that are so important, that have been more important, proven to be more important than ever in the last couple of years.
Do keep those thoughts coming, whether on this surprise public holiday that we have tomorrow, or if you have more thoughts on the issues that were discussed in Parliament today, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this on Inside Story, we're going to be looking at the ongoing issue of migrant workers and how we treat them here in Malaysia.
This is because there have, of course, been a spate of recent headlines about forced labour in big companies, some resolved, some not so. They've really had a big impact, I think, on how the companies are run, but also how our country is perceived internationally. We're also talking about this because a study is being run to determine who is an expat and who isn't. And I think the gulf between being an expat and a migrant worker in Malaysia is so large, we wanted to examine that in more detail as well.
So, share your thoughts with us. What do you think are the biggest issues when it comes to how Malaysia treats migrant workers? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. That's coming up after the 6 o'clock news on Inside Story. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.